Don't hit the horsies.
Oh, we won't.
Aim for the horsies.
Delicates.
They'll heal.
Florence probably Nightingale will rescue. Hand you down a Swiss knife. Look, the door to my crib's got this nasty squeak. Maybe you could.
Welcome to Sue Watches Buffy. This is a podcast where Sue is watching Buffy for the first time, and I, Emily, her sister, is guiding her through it, or just kind of sitting back and watching her reaction. Today, we will be covering the episode Spiral from Buffy. But before that, we'll discuss a little what we've been watching. I'm Em.
And I'm Sue. Welcome. So, what we've been watching?
Yeah. I think we have a little feedback, don't we?
Yeah, Iggy started hers with a little bit, so.
Okay. Do you want to read that?
Yeah, so Iggy says, "Hi, Sue and Emily. I finished watching The Jinx and will soon start True Detective. Here is my feedback on The Jinx."
I guess spoilery a little bit for The Jinx, if you still haven't watched it and want to refrain from hearing a few details about the last couple episodes. But you should watch it. Everyone can watch it for free right now.
Durst deserves the award for luckiest SOB on Earth. He chopped someone up and was found not guilty, but ended up in jail for stealing a hoagie.
According to him, he's a jinx, though.
Yep.
He just gets jinxed all the time. Things just happen to him. And that is not lucky to be stupid enough to shoplift a sandwich with thousands of dollars in your pocket.
He had like $36,000 in his car and like $600 in his pocket.
And he went into Wegmans, which, by the way, is my favorite grocery store I've ever been to. They had them in New York when I lived there, and it's a fantastic place. I was happy to see a Wegmans. Anyway.
She says he couldn't spell Beverly Hills correctly if it killed him. Lastly, his demon was speaking to him in the bathroom. No, I do not want to watch that last episode again. Hashtag Jeepers Creepers, 1,000 Hail Marys. Yeah, it's really creepy when he's talking to himself.
It is, man. He talks to himself and it's really, really scary.
Yep.
It's really scary. She's right. It is, like, terrifying to watch it alone.
Yep.
It's just really unsettling. Gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Kinda does. Yep. Yeah.
Alright. Did we get anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. I will start my what we've been watching by saying what I watched that I forgot about last time. And that is I finished Penny Dreadful.
Oh, okay.
Because I hadn't quite finished it.
Right.
I had to get it from the library, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and it was good. I think it starts up. I wish it was on HBO, because I think it's starting again.
It is, yeah.
I'm going to miss it.
Do you get to see Dorian Gray's portrait?
Nope.
Aww.
But Dorian Gray should still be around, so there's still possibilities.
Oh, cool.
But I wanted to so much.
Nice. Did it end with, like, is it like a cliffhanger ending type show, or?
It's been a while. I'm trying to remember exactly how it ended. It resolved. It resolved the story. It's kind of that classic, I think, solve the main season's plot, but there's, you know, promises of little nuggets here and there.
Gotcha.
To pick back up. What else did I watch? You know what? I don't care. I'm hungry.
I know.
I don't mind this being quick.
Me neither.
We'll just pretend that I didn't watch anything else, and if I think of some next week, I'll
just do it next
share
week.
What I watched.
The only thing I've watched is a few days ago, the final season of Sons of Anarchy was added to Netflix, so I've only got like 2 episodes left. And it's great. Yep.
Is it a show you think I'd like? Because this has never appealed to me at all.
You know, it didn't me either. And then I think I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about how great it was. And I think one day I was just going through Netflix trying to figure out, I wanted something to watch, you know, and I saw it and I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot. And so I was hooked within about 2 episodes. And it really, I don't care about motorcycle gangs and all that. I really don't. It's mm-hmm. really not my thing, but there's a lot of good drama in this show.
Good drama, good character.
Good character.
Arc-y kind of stuff.
Yeah, I kind of do think you'd like it.
All right. It's not on my short list, but I'll put it on.
And I started the conversation yesterday on Facebook for Iggy and Becca and Kat, who have seen Sons of Anarchy, and I started the conversation. Who is M gonna mama bear?
That's right. Apparently, there's quite the debate on who I would mama bear.
Yep, it was a really, it was making me laugh so hard. So, we kind of all think it might be Juice. But I said it would be fun if it was Tig. So, it's a perfect show for a mama bear. Like I said, it's just a mostly all male cast with really messed up men. So,
sounds like my thing.
Yep.
Oh boy, I have a problem. I'm a nurturer. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. So, yeah, that's all I've been watching. So.
Well, I'm sure that was enough, the whole season.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just added like 4 days ago. I was like, I'm watching this. I stayed up till like 2 in the morning the other night. One more. So yeah, that's it. So on to Buffy.
On to Buffy.
Harold sent of...
Yes, no. Harold. Okay, he says, I'm not a fan of this episode. I particularly have a problem with the RV sequence. I don't like that the gang is running away, even if that is the correct thing to do. I have a slight problem with the Knights. Slight problem that the Knights can find them so easily, even assuming that they can figure out where Dawn is because Tara seems to share a mental link with everyone else who has been brain-sucked. How are they able to ride around town on their horses in their Knight regalia without drawing some police attention? And how are they able to catch up with the RV? Can it really only go about 8 miles an hour? Why didn't the Scoobies just split up and take 2 speedy cars? Or get plane tickets? And where did this desert come from? Is Sunnydale right next to both a desert and an ocean? Plus, visually, it is not a good thing for Buffy and the gang to be fighting in broad daylight. I will give you that, sir.
Yes.
It makes it all look more ridiculous. And Buffy is killing humans. We know that because Spike experiences pain when he tries to hit them. It just seems wrong. On the other hand, I do like the sense that Buffy is at a breaking point. Her mom is dead, Giles may be dying, Tara has had her brain sucked, Dawn has been taken, the apocalypse is about to happen, and she doesn't have an answer to Glory. She has been low before, but this seems worse than when she had to kill Angel or Faith betrayed her. Okay. Harold, I respectfully disagree. And here's my case. You stated yours, here's mine. The desert's plausible. I'm thinking of, like, Palm Springs area. There's ocean, and there's desert well within, like, an hour of each other.
Right.
Right?
I think so. I know there's desert. I don't... Yeah, I guess the ocean might be about an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little more.
Maybe a little more, but we don't know how long they've been driving.
Right.
They could have been driving 2 hours, and for sure you can get from desert to ocean in California. And Sunnydale's messed up. It wasn't supposed to have an ocean until they decided they needed one for Go Fish. Anyway. So the desert's plausible. I like the humanity with Buffy running. She's scared, and I think it amps up the tension of how scary Glory is. Because
mm-hmm.
I think one of the great things, and I'm not alone in this, about Buffy, is that she's kind of a hero that has a lot of vulnerability. A hero that a young girl like her, I mean, she does have superpowers, but she also has a lot of the same deals that they do. And so she's relatable. And that makes for a great hero to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that she's out of her mind worried. her instinct to protect Dawn is so strong as a little sister, as her only surviving family, and as a slayer protecting the key, that she's just going out of her mind. And they just had a run-in with Glory that scared the crap out of her because she can't do... They still do not know her weak spot.
Right.
And she just beats the crap out of Buffy every time. And she is freaked. And so running, I love the humanity of that. I really do. I already gave you the nights in the broad daylight. I mean, these knights, hundreds of them apparently, with maces and axes.
So ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And no one's a huge fan of the Knights of Byzantium.
Good.
They're not a popular thing in the fandom. My best defense of the show, this episode, is I think it does a great job bringing the tension with the sheer number of knights.
Right.
I mean, that is a how in the world are they going to fight this many?
Right, right.
Giles, I mean, his injury and how bad it is really, it's a tense injury for a first-time viewer.
Yeah.
And Giles could die easily.
I'm wondering if he's going to.
Yeah, I mean, that's some tense, scary stuff. I remember my first time just being out of my mind worried about Giles. I like that the head knight guy, he reveals great Glory backstory.
Yes.
We get the vulnerability reveal.
Yep.
And finally, and definitely not lastly, bringing Ben into the fortress and having the audience know that he's Glory and having the Scoobies not is awesome.
Yeah, when I saw him pull up, I was like, no!
Uh-huh.
But it made total sense that she'd call him.
It does.
You know? Yeah.
And it's great tension.
It
because
is. It is.
We know and they don't know. And it's like, holy crap, yeah. Don't bring Ben in.
Yep. You're just inviting.
Because you know what's going to happen.
You're inviting in the person that you're running from.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. You sold me on it.
Okay, well, I've got a couple more.
Oh.
I said lastly, but that was just my favorite one.
Oh.
How I wonder so much how Glory killed all those knights so fast. And I love the image of trying to figure it out. Some people might just think It's stupid and implausible, but I just think, well, how in the world did she pull that off? And I love the Xander Spike moment when Xander goes over and lights Spike's cigarette.
Right.
It's just nice to see them be bros for a minute.
Kind of, yeah. They had a little bro moment.
Okay. So, Harold, that's my case. I think this. There are some ridiculous things, but come on, Spike and those pulling up in the RV with those goggles.
My gosh, I love the goggles.
How could you not love it?
No, you brought me, you warmed me up to the episode more, because I was way on Harold's side, like, I didn't like it. But you made a good argument.
Yeah, I
still
all
don't love
things,
it, but, yeah.
I think it did a really good job bringing the tension. It had some ridiculous things, and I agree. The Knights are stupid.
Right.
But we had some good stuff. And some of the stuff, when I told you I like this one, I was remembering The Weight of the World, combining it with the two.
Oh, okay.
Not everything about Weight of the World, but some of the things I loved that I thought I loved about this episode is in that one. So I'm kind of like, maybe I oversold it a little, being like, I love this one.
Gotcha.
But everything I said is true, you know, in my mind, too. I think, you know, I think it was a decently tense, good episode with some ridiculousness that you just have to. We have to live with the Knights of Byzantium.
Yeah.
They decided to do it, and we all have to live with it.
What's this one rated?
It is rated number 64. And the 8th of the season, which is, you know, I think more people are on board with me.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Cool.
Oh. Well, my first notes is, good grief, Don, you can't run for over 100 yards when you're being chased by Glory.
My first note is, why can't Don keep running? She's a 14-year-old girl.
I know! They're still on campus. I know some campuses are huge, but come on, you know they haven't been running that long.
I know, and Buffy 100 has
yards.
To pick her up.
Buffy has to pick her up. Jeez, join cross country or something. No. You need to work up your stamina.
Yeah, that was... whatever. It made me mad.
It made me mad, too. Buffy needs you to run so she doesn't have to carry you, so she can put a little more effort into Glory, okay?
I know. I like that Anya wants to, her idea is to drop a piano on Glory.
My second note is Anya's piano joke didn't work on me. Spoiler alert, though, the fried pan one did.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And then I have Spike has an RV.
I think he does now.
Yeah, I get the idea. Later on, I get the idea that he stole it.
Right.
And so he was able to steal it and put foil in the windows. And get some awesome goggles.
He was busy in the time that Buffy said she'd work out that little ordeal. He worked fast.
Yeah, I do find it kind of interesting that Spike's the one that she went to. I mean, it makes sense because she's like, out of everyone, Spike will most likely be the one that can help her the most, you know. But
yeah, and Spike won some points with the Glory thing still.
Yeah.
He won some major points.
I have, this Tara has to go. I am done with brain-sucked Tara.
I didn't even mention her because so done.
Seriously, I can't stand her like this.
She's turned into, like, a child. It just changes every episode, and I hate every one of
them.
I do.
I hate it. It's just... yeah.
Yeah, it is. It does not make me happy.
I did like all the crazy, all the, you know, brain-sucked people saying the same thing. I kind of, I don't know. For some reason, I was like, ooh, I like that.
Something's going on there.
Yep. I liked Buffy blaming Dawn for the arrow. That was kind of nice and, I don't know, meta.
Right. I thought Spike was very gracious about the sun thing.
He was.
But did Giles and Xander notice? No. Mama bear, mama bear. Growl.
Did Giles and Xander notice? No. You take it so personally. I liked it when Willow said, don't hit the horsies. And Buffy goes, aim for the horsies. Yeah, and Anya hitting the knight with the pan was awesome. I just love how
very
she's
cartoony.
Like, road snacks or whatever, and she pulls a big pan out of her bag.
I know. She's kind of like fry spam. And Xander's all nauseous. I'm like, oh, no, no, no.
I know.
That's the last thing Xander needs is fried spam.
Yep.
I love that Glory knows Gregor by name.
Oh my gosh. That's, yeah, one of my quotes. Hey, it's Gregor. I liked it when Spike calls the Knights Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. And there's something about like role play rejects or something. That was awesome.
Yeah. And I, did Spike just get the head pain because he hit the knight? I thought that was funny.
Yep. Yeah, it's murky waters with humans and stuff, but I don't know, maybe I'm not giving it enough credence that any human, no matter what their intentions or if they're trying to kill you, Buffy can't hurt them. It's a reoccurring theme. It happened with Faith, but that was a different matter. I don't know. I think human or not, if you're coming at Buffy with an accident, with the intent to kill her and Dawn, you can be killed.
Right. Oh, yeah, totally. I'm on board with that.
I might need to see some more later, earlier, and really kind of remember about this whole human, killing humans thing. Because I know it's a big issue. It's a big deal in Buffy first.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm just going to shelf that. In this episode, it seemed fine. And didn't seem morally murky at all.
I didn't think so. I didn't, yeah. I mean, they were coming after him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, self-defense or whatever. I am worried about Giles. Because we are nearing the end of this series, and people are going to die.
People die. To me, anyone that gets stabbed in the abdomen and has blood come out of their mouth, now that's dead. You just need him shot. But if blood starts coming out of their mouth, that's it.
Yep.
And he had that.
Yep. I'm worried, but I don't know. The way you were talking, I'm thinking he's going to survive it, but I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
Yep. But it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I would not be happy. But we'll see. Yep. And, okay, so Ben was created as a newborn for Glory. So Glory and Ben have, grown up together?
Yeah, that's all kind of sketchy, but that's what it sounds like.
Because at first, I was like, because when Ben has that scene with the minion in the apartment or whatever, I was like, okay, so he was a normal man, and Glory, took over his body. But then, the general from the Knights, when he's telling the backstory, basically makes it sound like Ben was created. I mean, doesn't he even say, like, a newborn?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Ben has never not been without Lori.
Okay.
What I don't know is what goes on when the one is in their body. Know what I mean? Like, where's Glory when we see Ben? Is she conscious?
I don't think so, because they don't seem... Like, because when Ben, in that episode a few back...
Oh, yeah.
He didn't realize,
like,
he hadn't been...
I haven't been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I think they're just completely unconscious.
Weird.
When they're the other one.
I also... It brings to mind, did Ben... Was Ben raised by a mother and father? Or was he raised by kind of like a watcher equivalent or something?
No,
you know what I mean?
I mean, he seems to have had like a somewhat normal life. I mean, he went to medical school.
But it seems to me more like he like maybe was raised by the minions or something.
Yeah.
But they don't act like parent-y to him. I just don't know.
I don't know either.
Or I don't know at this point.
Nice save. So, to destroy Glory, they have to kill Ben. Is that what I came away with? That's what I wrote down.
Ben is immortal.
So,
Glory is not.
Right, so they have to kill Ben.
Yeah, but to kill Ben would be to kill Glory.
Right, exactly.
So we have a vulnerability reveal, but they have no idea. Like, the knight said, he's like, no one has been able... It's been very shrouded in mystery who the mortal is.
Right, but they find out here. At the end of this one.
Right.
So, I don't know. The whole Ben Glory thing kind of makes sense now. Because...
Yeah.
I've had some weird theories. So, but yeah, very, very interesting ending. And yeah, it was like a holy crap moment when you see Ben pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And pretty tense while he's there. They kind of try and make you think that he's going to like hurt Giles or hurt Dawn.
I totally thought he was going to inject Dawn with something and
right.
kill her, because that's another thing. If the key gets destroyed, then Glory doesn't really have any kind of purpose, right? Like, she would just kind of go away.
Yeah, so I'm guessing the key is the same way. Now that she's mortal, if Dawn dies, the key is gone.
Right, right.
It's not like it'll just transfer to something else.
Right, so... No, interesting. Good ending. And it is kind of interesting to see Buffy just so...
Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yep.
So...
Well, is that Spiral? Do you have any more points? Or anything you want to talk about?
No. I'm good, because I'm glad to have an explanation about the whole Ben and Glory thing. And I think it kind of sucks because Buffy does seem to like him, and it sucks that she's going to have to kill him.
Right.
But, you know, sacrifice one guy that's got a god living inside of him to save the whole world. It's really not much of a decision. It's not a...
Nah, there'll be other
yes,
Ben.
Exactly. So cool. So the next one is The Weight of the World.
Yeah, but if you don't know, we are trying to get... Okay, so Sue knows that there's a musical episode.
Right.
And it's she knows it's coming in season 6. And we've been trying with our sister-in-law, Bea, who joined us for the body episode, who loves musicals, and she loves Buffy so far. We thought it would be a lot of fun. Well, I thought It would be so much fun for all of us to get together for their first time watching Once More with Feeling, and I'll watch it together. We have a weekend where we're all getting together in June, and it was just so close. I'm like, okay, I've got to just sit down with what we need to do to get us to that point. And it wasn't that hard, but firstly, the one thing I needed to do is after season two ends of Angel, we're just going to have to put off Angel for a few weeks. There's not really much crossover. It's not going to affect you.
That's okay with me.
Okay. And so for a few weeks, if we drop any Angel podcasts, that buys us a few weeks. I decided, Weight of the World and The Gift, that's the name of the finale, go together so well that you can just watch them both.
Sweet.
The Gift is not long. It's not extra long. So it's not like it, but it is a, a season
Right.
finale. So this is great news to me because I did watch to the end a few weeks ago just for fun. And I'm like, this is real. This stinks that Sue has to stop at Weight of the World and wait a couple weeks that this was going on during Bates Motel because it just stinks. It didn't occur to me to just combine them. I know we said we'd just do one a week during Bates, but there is no harm in combining these two because they need to be combined. It's one of those things that it's like the sucky part about doing a podcast once a week. This is a huge part of that. It's like, ugh, you have to stop here and watch. That's not enjoyable.
Right.
That's not fun viewing.
Right. That's what's made this watch so different and fun, is that we haven't
Right.
been doing
So
that, so.
I'm just thrilled that you can just watch them both.
I'm glad too, because, I was kind of bummed that the whole Bates thing was happening right at the finale and that I was going to just be able to watch one and then the other, because I figured it would probably be a two-parter, But I
Yes.
wasn't like, I was just like more annoyed and like, meh. I'll do it. I'll be
Yep.
good and do it,
And through this whole once a week Bates thing, I've really felt it with Angel, because we could have flown through some of the crappier episodes of Angel that
Yes.
we've been watching and be like, we could have all done all those in one week.
I know. There's been a couple times when we finished like recording where I'm like, I couldn't do this for all 7 seasons. Just one. No
No.
way.
We are just, again, just re-thrilled that we are able to. This has been an eye-opening. If we needed to know we were doing the right thing,
Yes.
we know. Doing these in chunks instead of just once a week and switching from Angel, one
Yep.
Buffy is.
There's, I mean, that is 12 seasons of TV. And each season having, and not like little six episode seasons. These are 22.
These are full 22ers.
And there's no way. If I was a newbie on an intro cast that was doing it one at a time, I would have fallen out a long time ago. And just.
You wouldn't have, because you're a completist,
Well, I would have
but
said,
you wouldn't
screw
be
you
having as
guys, and
much
I would have
fun as
just
you
watched
are.
it on my own.
Oh. We come back to discuss season 4, episode 13. You're like, I watched season 7. I've had enough of this crap.
Yeah. No, I'm glad, especially since it's the season finale that I get to watch both of them. That
Yeah,
makes me happy.
I'm tickled.
Good. Well, I'm glad it all worked out
So
like that.
we're at the end of this. We just recorded episode 8. We've got 9 and 10 left of
Yep.
Bates, and so we've basically done it.
Yep. So, well, cool.
I wanted to tell you a couple things before you watch The
Okay.
Gift. I wanted to tell you that this is the last episode that was on WB. It is at this point that they split off and go to
Oh,
UPN.
okay.
So WB calls this a series finale. And there was a lot of unrest in the fandom. Everyone was terrified that this was the end of Buffy. I was up till 2 trying to watch these shows, and then to find this nugget of information that I know I heard once, and I couldn't find it on the internet, so take it with a grain of salt. But I heard that the cast didn't know that that was not the end until the wrap party.
Oh, really?
So in many ways, this was thought of, and some now I couldn't find it again, so I don't know. Hopefully, it wasn't one of those Emily had a dream. No, I just don't remember where I heard it. It was either a podcast or Reddit that even the cast didn't know that this wasn't the end. And then Joss let them know, he worked something out that another network picked him up, and that this wasn't the end. But as you watch, keep in mind that this was a possible
And
series finale.
interesting. I bet Elizabeth would be able to tell you. She's got all those Buffy trivia books.
Got the books. Elizabeth, help me out. I should have messaged you on it. Help me find this
No,
information.
that's interesting. I'll definitely watch it with that in mind.
But I especially for a show that went on this long, isn't that interesting if that's true that the cast went to the wrap party thinking this was it and they were told, "Hey, we got picked up.
Well,
We're going
yeah, I
on,
mean,
guys."
if it wasn't in concrete that they were going to be picked up by another network, I mean, it kind of makes sense not to get their hopes up.
True, yeah.
But then again, you don't want them to be auditioning for other shows and get hired onto
True.
that.
Very true.
So,
So I don't know. Take that information with a grain of salt. But that is what I heard.
Okay.
And have fun. The gift is it's one of the best season finales ever.
Really?
I ain't gonna tell you
Wow.
that. It is. It's excellent. It's really good. You're not gonna be disappointed at all,
Sweet.
not one
I'm gonna
bit.
watch him tonight.
Yeah. I don't care how busy you are, you're gonna watch them.
I got things to
And you're gonna wish you could go on. Cool. Exciting. I'm excited for you to watch the end.
Yeah, I'm excited to do it. So, all right. Well, are we still having them send feedback to the Yes Mother? Do we have a.
We now have Sue Watches Buffy. Big surprise, no one took that Gmail address. So I did. So that is up and running, but I did write, I think it was in the Sue Watches Buffy part, I made a comment on the Facebook. I said, "You know what, guys? I don't want to complicate your lives. So if you're someone like Harold who just puts them both in the same email at Yes Mother, please feel free to
Oh,
keep doing
sure. Yeah,
that.
we can filter them out.
We're not going to ask you to
No.
complicate things and write two separate
No.
emails. No one needs all that."
Ain't no one got time for that.
That's right. We are perfectly
We
capable of reading them both, even though we have an address for
can do
both.
the work.
If you send it to one of our addresses, you could even send Yes Mother stuff to Sue Watches Buffy if you want. We'll get it and we'll figure it out. We'll sort it out. That's part of our jobs as being
Yes.
hosts.
We're
We
smarter
handle
than
it.
you think. We're not going to be like, what is going on?
So do whatever is
Yeah,
convenient
whatever.
for you. Just write in.
So, well, all right then.
Cool.
Cool. So we will talk to you next time.
All right. See ya.
All right.
We have no
We don't
Buffy
have
send
to
off.
sign off. Nope. So we'll just say bye bye.
Bye. HBO's doing a free streaming thing. I just signed up for it yesterday. You don't have to
Oh.
sign up, you just have to download it.
Oh, I thought Iggy had just signed up for like the 30-day free trial. I didn't know it was free for everyone right now.
It is.
Oh.
Well, it's you just have to download the app.
Oh, interesting.
It's you don't have it's not like you have to like sign up and say I have to cancel it. You
Right.
don't even have to do that.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's smart. Give people the first taste is always free.
Yep, and then it sounds like they'll like have in-app purchase once that trial's over. You just have to like through the app pay for the next month or something. I don't
Gotcha.
know quite how it works. I haven't explored it too far, but
Nice. Definitely. I can't wait to hear what you think of True Detective.
yeah, I'm that's what I plan to watch.
That's really good. Really good.
I'm sure I can fit a few more things in, especially since I will probably take that one fairly slow, as everyone seemed to do, because it's a little heavy.
It's pretty heavy. I could only watch one episode at a time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I need to explore the site and see what I'm gonna do. Make my plans.
Map out your month.
Yep.
Give the Hello Ladies a try. Tell me what you think. I loved it.
Oh, that's right. So
That
that was on HBO
was
too.
HBO, yeah.
Okay. I'll
Love
note it
me some
down.
Stephen Merchant.
Me too. All right. Did we get anything else?
I don't think so.